But I just need to update and inform the country that the government has submitted to the Electoral Commission, in keeping with Section 51 of the Constitution, all of the draft bills in relation to the electoral reform process. We had made a commitment to finalize those bills. They have been finalized by the Office of the Attorney General and Attorney General himself. And also we have submitted copies, draft copies, to Her Excellency the President. We believe that this is a major step in the fulfillment of our commitment to the nation and to our international partners and our efforts towards electoral modernization, electoral reform. The next step is that we shall also make copies available to all members of parliament. And the intention there also after this is to have a session, an informal session with all members of parliament, so that we can discuss the bills, hear the comments, hear the suggestions, in essence do a review with them before those bills are taken to its final process of going to parliament. Following that, we will also make available on the government's website all of the bills, so that any Dominican citizen or resident who wishes to review the bill and to look at it and to apprise themselves of what is contained in those bills, they will have an opportunity to do so. We intend to keep this process very tight. The thinking of the government is to go to Parliament in June, before the end of the financial year, to do the first reading and quite possibly the second and third reading. There will be a short break between the first reading and the second and third reading, but we intend to have this finalized in the month of June, so that all of the necessary budgetary allocations can be made in the upcoming financial estimates, an effort to give the Electoral Commission not only the legislative mandate, but also the financial resources required to advance the implementation of the electoral reform process. So I'm very happy that we're at this point. We made a commitment, and we have kept that commitment. And my hope and prayer is that we will appreciate that the draft bills will address some of the fundamental concerns or observations which have been raised by certain sections of the public, and also we have taken note of the observations and the recommendations of our international partners. We will also be sending, in a formal way, copies of the draft bills to the Organization of American States, the Commonwealth Secretariat, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, and CARICOM, so that they too can be informed and apprised of the steps which the government has taken towards the fulfillment and finalization of our efforts towards electoral modernization. So this is where we are. I think it's a major milestone. It's a major step forward. And let us embrace that process and let us put this matter to rest once and for all.